nor was chosen, really. It was nominated by several people. A lot of people clearly feel very attached to it and love to go there on holidays, and it has... it's there in that really beautiful setting, has a huge amount going for it. It has Danny Minnie's nearby for the food. It has great walking, beautiful beaches. It was nominated by, the nomination we chose was by Sean Mullen. Sean Mullen lives in New Zealand, and he wrote really beautifully, I thought, about Gweedore. And his final line was that while he was living in New Zealand, one of the most spectacular places on the earth, and all the time he compares it to Gweedore. So it seemed to, his writing seemed to speak to me of a particular Irish experience at the moment of being away and wanting to be here, but he also put out its many virtues in a really nicely crafted, well-written pitch. And it's not just about having some sort of nostalgic feeling. It it scores highly on lots of different areas, from accommodation to eating and drinking to also providing an escape from the hustle and bustle.
So what's the next stage now? When will the winner be chosen?
The next stage is to create a shortlist. What we're going to do is send a researcher to each place on that long list, and they will compile a kind of objective report. Is everything in the pitch true? How does the place score for, you know, for family holidays, for nature lovers, for foodies? The winning place will be one that ticks almost every box and scores highly in every category. The judges themselves will visit everywhere on the shortlist. We'll create a shortlist of somewhere between 3 and 5. We'll visit all of those. So I think by the end, we'll feel very sure that we've gone through a thorough and robust process. The winner will be one that scores highest in every category, but we'll also be looking for a lot of this competition. It's about trying to, I suppose, help people to explore Ireland, help try and find smaller, off-the-beaten-track places.